Right now, let's bring in the guy back from vacation, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And let's bring in the guy back from surgery.
Yeah, this is my my first day back. I came back for a couple hours yesterday afternoon just to see if I had the strength to do it, and I did. My reaction, I've been telling everybody that between the anesthesia from the process and between the painkillers, my body does not react well to that at all. It takes me a good week and a half to 2 weeks to get back to normal. I take probiotics to help my body do that. But after all I went through this week, this morning, I go to take my probiotic, and I take it, and all of a sudden I see that it's an orangish pill. Probiotic is not an orange pill. I took an anti-inflammatory for my dog.
Oh, no.
I took an anti-inflammatory for my dog, yeah. So.
Well, that's not going to hurt you.
Woof, woof. I hope not. So.
No. How are you feeling, by the way?
Like I said, it's up and down. What's great about it is on Monday, I went through the whole process, and I don't even remember getting driven home. And I know I just was right in bed all night Monday night and most of the day Tuesday. And then Wednesday I went down, and I made a mistake. They had sent instructions for me to take these two very, very powerful painkillers on the way down, right? And I read the names of them, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to take these. I'm just not going to take these. It was too scary, all the side effects. And one of them they actually used for cancer patients, okay, for pain. It was just, so I didn't take it. That turned out to be the biggest mistake of my life, because the process on Wednesday was taking 8 vials of blood platelets, injecting them back into the knee. Now, not just into the knee, not just into the cartilage, not just into the tendons or anything like that, or ligaments, but also into the bone. I want to tell you, 45 minutes of, and they couldn't, once you're there, doctor's offices can't have on their premises these high-powered narcotics anymore. They have to have signed prescriptions. You have to go get them. So I was in agony for 45 minutes. I mean, agony. And so my whole Wednesday night and Thursday, I was just in bed. And then I got up Thursday about 10:30, and I felt okay. But the nice thing about it is that I'm on crutches now, and I can walk. I use the crutches almost like walking sticks. So I'm on crutches already, and I'm walking and bending the joint. The effects really haven't even hit yet. So it looks like it's going to work. It looks like it's going to work fine. So it all turns out well. But for my next knee, what I said to the doctor was, I'm not going to make that mistake a second time. I'm going to take those damn pills.
Well, did they at least give you something to numb?
It was a topical numb, but that wasn't the part that was excruciating. It was into the bone. That was like, I want to tell you, Pat. He kept saying, breathe deep, breathe deep, breathe deep. He said at the end of it, do you want some Tylenol? So I said, no, Tylenol's not going to do anything for me. I barely had enough strength to walk out to the car. But anyways, so now I miss the whole weather. Railroad Days had its last days canceled yet last week. So tonight and tomorrow night, they're going to redo the last days of Railroad Days. And I guess the weather's going to be okay for them.
No problem. 75 to 80, partly sunny today. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Sun and some clouds, low 80s for Saturday. Also tonight is the full buck moment. Then on Sunday, it will be hazy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be gusty. So you're going to have to watch out if you have any outdoor plans for Sunday. Low 80s. Monday, hazy, humid, a scattered thunderstorm, 90. So, again, the best part of the weekend is Saturday. And if you can make your plans for Saturday, you won't have any problems at all.
Now, how was your vacation?
Fair. I wouldn't say great. Very humid. The Cape was extremely humid. Much more humid than I ever remember it to be. And that was relentless. So that was not something I like. And then as I was departing, in the morning I watched the local news, and they said anybody was visited the cave from July 1st on. Visitors, that's the way they put it, should get tested because COVID there is high, sky high, which I didn't know about. So yesterday I went to get tested, and thank God it was negative. But that once I heard that, I couldn't pack the car fast enough and get out of there.
That's right.
It's as simple as that.
Well, I had to get tested to get my procedure done, and it came back negative. So, which I knew it would. But anyway, I'm sorry it was only fair, but at least you got away for a couple of days.
Well, that's it. And, you know, I was able to sleep in the morning, so that was all good. And I can tell you another thing, Marshall. I mean, first of all, folks, I don't enjoy driving. That's number one. And what do I hate the most?
Traffic.
That trip to the Cape. That trip is boring. I just don't like it. I've been doing it 35 years. And I ask myself every time I do it, why am I doing this? I just don't like it. And I don't think it's going to be ever too soon before I go back. Sorry, but unless Marshall, they build a bridge from New London to Chatham, it's just not going to work. And it's too much. You know, traffic circles, traffic this, one lane here, you know, two lanes there. Go from 65 to 45, back to 50, speed limit change. God forbid a hurricane ever took the Cape by surprise. You're looking at a major disaster there. Major.
Well,
by the way, they haven't had a hurricane in 30 years, since Bob in 1991.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later. Well, it's good to hear you again, Pat.
And it's good for you to be back, and I wish you the best, and hopefully on Monday you'll be even spunkier.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center, checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.